Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And this week, we are going to have retired race car driver and track photographer Lyle Henrich. We're also going to hear from Paul Gilland from Gilland Enterprises Justice Brothers Products. An interview with Mark Langer, president of the IMCA Old Timers, about their display at the upcoming Dakota County Fair in Farmington, Minnesota, and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right, and that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer, and make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
Starting this month at Casey's General Stores, try out our limited-time-only Philly cheesesteak pizza. Juicy sliced steak, crisp green peppers and onions, and 100% real mozzarella cheese, scattered on a perfectly handmade crust. And don't forget about our monthly pizza special. Two large single-topping pizzas for just $20. For quick, convenient service, order online through our app. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Try our wings and things hot sauce and everything from chicken wings to your morning eggs. Use it in recipes like spicy chicken noodle dinner, party dip, and buffalo chicken pizza. And it's not only delicious, but it's award-winning too. Wings and things recently earned first place honors from the National Barbecue Association. Remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Over your lifetime, the average American will experience 3 to 4 auto accidents, from minor fender benders to major collisions. Midwest Collision is there to help, with decades of experience in collision repair, plus the capabilities to bake your paint on, just like the factory. If you have had an accident, don't sweat it. Call Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision, and they'll deal with the insurance company, provide you a loaner car, and return your vehicle like the accident never even happened. Call 332-2434. Your Midwest Collision experts.
Napa.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Hey, this is Dave from Steverson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Lyle Henrich, retired hobby stock driver and also track photographer at Dodge County Speedway. And Lyle, your father, Clyde, was also a race driver. What are your earliest memories of going to the races with your dad, and where were the tracks that he raced at?
Well, we never got to go to the races all that much. When my sister came along, I turned into a babysitter. So not a lot of tracks. I remember Rochester and Red Wing sometimes, but they didn't want us in the stands at Red Wing because that was a rowdy crew. But Cassin and Rochester mainly, and in the later years.
And it's sad to see the Olmsted County track gone, and also Hiawatha Speedway and Red Wing.
Yeah, that's for sure. We got up to the final feature in 99 at Red Wing and had a ball up there, and Dad got to see a lot of his old buddies, and some of them now are passed on, but we had a great day.
Your mom was also heavily involved in racing, and she is a blast to talk to. What was your mother's involvement in racing?
Well, she kind of kept Dad in line, number one, but that was a full-time job, and us kids, number two, basically. But, yeah, she was scorekeeper at Cassin for many years and kept track of that. We were actually down at the first Gopher 50 in Lansing. I helped her score that race. we've been at it since the 70s. She's been doing the scorekeeping since, I think, around 72, 74.
Your dad and mom have a replica of one of your dad's old coupes that they enjoy going out and showing at the race reunions, and that's a really neat car.
Yeah, I spent the time to build that car. I was actually trying to replicate a street version since he tore up a literally brand new, well, not brand new, but a real good condition 37 coupe to build his first race car. And I got hooked on finding a body and getting the race car done first, and the street rod is still a project in the barn. So we've had a lot of fun showing it and enjoying Dad getting to see his old buddies and stuff, and the enjoyment of hearing that old straight eight run again.
That is a really cool engine under the hood, and a lot of guys that were very competitive back in the day actually use those straight eights.
Yeah, that was a very hot engine in its day, and Dad actually raced the car like that up until 66 when he finally retired it. One of the last coupes on the track, other than the old Hudson coupe that Vern Trenton had, that Larry Flaner ran occasionally.
And was that the old V6 coupe at Cass? And that was the last one that I remember racing.
The V6 was another one that Flaner drove, but the Hudson was the red and white number 26, I believe it was. Came out of Eota. He ran it in street stock, last I heard, and kind of beat up the guys with that thing down there at St. Charles off and on. But yeah, the V6 was another one that was run in the later years.
And it's amazing how competitive those coupes were still at that time.
Yeah, they had great corner speed, which was good because they didn't have much for brakes, so you had to get what you could out of them.
How did your family race photography business get started?
Well, funny story, I guess. I was a junior in high school, maybe I think sophomore in high school, and I was having an art class in high school because I couldn't get along with my other classes, and the art instructor says, "You like photography, huh?" And so he got me set up with a dark room and stuff, and we did a show down at Apache Mall, and John Glidden came along and saw the pictures of Mike Lipscomb and Bob Sardall and Richie Olson and them, and the shots were all from the grandstand, and he says, "How would you like to do that from the infield?" I said, "That'd be all right." And he asked me my name, and I told him, "Oh yeah, we know Pat and Clyde." So we got together in 1970. I started doing the photography until 75 when I started racing in August. And then brothers and sisters and eventually Missy took over at the end of it there around the area tracks.
What were the area tracks that your families would have taken photos at?
I was running Casson, Rochester, Owatonna, Morristown, Fountain City we got involved with. That's how I got to know Elmer Duhamel. And various other fair tracks and stuff, Lansing, of course.
You told me that the safety crew said you ought to carry a fire extinguisher because you were always at the scene of the crash before they even got there.
Yeah, that was always a standing joke because before the cars quit rolling over, it seemed like I was standing there with a camera, and then the guys on the infield crew that I used to stand there with, they'd say, "Man, when you take off, we know something's wrong."
Did you ever get there too soon?
I probably did a couple times where I was taking pictures of the event and probably was close to getting run over by cars that hadn't seen the event yet. So, yeah, there was a couple times. I remember one time I was down at Hawkeye Downs in Cedar Rapids with my buddy Terry, and I was standing out there on the edge of the track. He's standing on the infield, and I was taking pictures of all these popular Iowa late models going by, and pretty soon he's waving at me to come back. And I thought, "What do you want?" You know, I walk back, and he says, "Get off the track!"
I see these videos of these photographers standing on the inside guardrail in turn number one and these USAC non-wing sprint cars flying by or late models going by just a few feet away. They could almost reach out and give the driver a high five, and you are right there in the thick of the action. Have you ever almost got hit or got hit by debris?
Yeah, of course, brain kind of fails me now, but I remember there was a few times, but I always made sure I had an outlet or a post or a berm to go stand by so that they'd deflect around me. But as a rule, they usually rolled away from you, but yeah, you took too much stock in that inner rail if there was one, and there a lot of times in those days there wasn't.
Or they're made out of wood.
Wood is a big problem. You never know which way the debris is going with them.
The crowds back then were amazing. I saw a newspaper article from July 3rd, 1977, 2,312 people watching the races at Dodge County Speedway. That was a fun place to be on a Sunday night.
Dodge County was a very popular place on a Sunday night, and I remember Clayt saying that there was 2,800, 3,000, 3,200, I remember quite regularly over there, and the stands would be literally packed, and those were the days.
When did you put the camera down and decide to jump in a race car?
Well, it's always been hard to put the camera down, but yeah, 1975 in August, I remember telling the guys at Morristown, I said, well, next week I'll be here with a car. I won't be handling the camera. And they looked at me. They had no clue I was building a race car on the side. So yeah, it was August of 75 we started at Morristown.
And how'd you do to start?
How did I do? It wasn't very well, very good. Of course, we were using Dad's old technology from 1966, so I wasn't very competitive at first, but in later dates, I learned who to talk to of recent years to get the car quicker, and at one point, that Chevelle went on a diet and lost 600 pounds.
Your sister, Missy, took over the photography and still has literally thousands of racing photos that fans can purchase.
Yeah, she's been very active with the old car reunions also, as is my mom and dad too, but she's got a very good selection, and she's actually gotten more into the archives of some of the stuff that I actually had taken back in the 70s.
I'm biased, but the division that you raced in was always my favorite because it was a chance to see my brother down in the pits for Gary Wolf and Vern Pekacek. There were some very talented hobby stock drivers back in that era.
There was quite a crew of drivers back in that era, and Gary and Vern, I remember them very well, especially from my photography days. I don't remember how much we raced together or when they quit, but they were a good group from Owatonna area, and Micah Tormson was always a handful and always fun to be around, and he had a few comments about me too, but Jim Crage and Doug Hilson, I miss racing against them guys and having them around.
And then Carl Fenske and Jimmy Schell.
Well, Carl's a whole nother story, but yeah, Jim Schell was one of the best gentlemen on the racetrack because he knew he had more power than anybody else. He could drive around you anytime he wanted to, and you could try your darndest to do the best you could, and you were still racing for second, third place.
Your car was always baby blue and number 16.
The baby blue was a standing order with the Hinrichs family because that's what Dad started with. I don't remember how he got that color, but we had a standing joke going that we had a 55-gallon barrel of light blue in the barn, and we kept dipping out of it every year. And it changed shades a couple times since I had it, but it's always been fun. Everybody always knew whose car it was when you showed up. And the 16, there was a couple number sixes that were racing the area at the time, so I just added a one in the front of it. That was about it.
You also raced at the old River Raceways in Fountain City, Wisconsin, the old Trioval. What was your favorite memories of that racetrack?
Boy, that one, I don't know what my favorite ones were. I got put in the wall with a brand new car in 78, and of course, battles with Carl with his big 57 Chevy and stuff like that. But yeah, Jim Schell was always the top of the field. Greg Volkert was another one that was just a super driver. I hadn't seen him in over 40 years till last year out at Yagi's. And he didn't know me. I knew who he was when he walked in, and it's just great to see these guys show up at these reunions.
A funny thing about Steve Yagi's reunion, I made a plan last year that as soon as I got there, got out of the car and walked in the door, I was going straight over to Missy's photos and start going through boxes, because I knew if I didn't and I bumped into somebody and started talking, I would never get over there. So I spent about the first 45 minutes looking through photos. I found some incredible photos. It's amazing what your family has and to be able to purchase those. But you're always having a good time. There's guys coming up to you and your dad at the car and talking about all kinds of racing history. You can't wipe the smile off your face when you're down there at the reunion.
No, that's always a great highlight because I can't believe I had that many fans that still remember me, number one. But seeing the old drivers like Doug Hilson and Jerry Luban and a lot of these guys, you haven't, Greg Volkert, I kept bugging Rick Hauser to bring him along sometime. And he says, I got him here, finally got him here. And I said, that's great. You know, we just enjoy it. And Tom Severson from Severson Oil, I hadn't seen him in years, and he had set me up for selling racing fuel here at the station for a few years, and it was great to see him, being he had had a few health trouble too. So yeah, it brings out a lot of people, good fans, good sponsors, and a lot of good drivers.
What are your favorite memories of racing at the Dodge County Speedway?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I guess I'd have to go back to one of them I can remember was 1980 with the Camaro, and I was head of the points that year. And the end of the year, they always had the season finale race, and it sometimes started out late afternoon and ended up into the night. And I had purchased a third member from Elmer Duelman and told him I couldn't afford to pay him for it. I didn't want to buy it because it was too expensive. He says, take it with you. Pay me when you can. And that final feature over there, we won $300. Handily, I couldn't believe that I got to the front, but I did, and won the feature that year, and had to sign over the check to Elmer, and he says, I knew you'd be back.
Lyle, many car enthusiasts and racers wish they would have saved their first car or one of their race cars. You actually have all of your old race cars yet, which is really cool.
Well, I heard your interview with one of the drivers the other day that said he hadn't gotten along with the open wheel stuff, and he was more used to running fenders. And your opening statement with hobby stock is correct. And we also ran modified for a little bit, and then we got into late model. But I do still have my last late model I ran, and my first car was a 67 Chevelle, and the second car I built was a 78 Chevelle. We chopped it into a Camaro, and that's still sitting there too. So each morning I wake up, I can look out in the window and see both cars sitting there. The late model sits in a different area under a tarp, so I just put that out of my mind, even though I still keep checking classifieds for cars today.
Will we see you over at Elmer Duelman's Racer Days in Fountain City on September 16th?
Most definitely. Elmer kind of put me in charge of calling up the drivers from this area over here, and I had trouble getting some of the Owatonna drivers down there, and Austin's been good, and Rochester's been great, and we're slowly gaining speed. I think it's our fifth or sixth year down there, and it's just a super time. It's a two-day show, and the drivers get in and get a meal and, you know, their favorite racer steak, and get a good time talking to everybody. I got to give a shout out to Phil Prusak. He comes every year, and he's usually there both days, and he just has a ball speaking to these old drivers.
Lyle, any chance you're going to be pulling one of those cars in from outside into the shop and restoring it so you can display it like your dad's coupe?
Well, that has been on my bucket list, but right now we're quite frankly too busy, but having a ball showing Dad's car right now, and I don't have enough trailers and trucks right now. One of my trucks is down, so I don't see it happening this year, but we get two of our cars down to Elmer's, the Noble Coupe and Dad's replica coupe in the Buick, and those are a top priority for me right now. But yeah, it's on my short list to get it out there, and starting with the Chevelle.
Fans that want to stop in and see you, or need a mower or mower repair, they can stop in and see you at Lyle's Sales and Repair on North Broadway right here in Rochester.
Yep, we've been here 35 years and been enjoying it. It's the longest job I ever had. When I raced, I had a job a year and a half and 2 years, and finally started this in 81, and it's something I've stuck to. And yeah, I've still got a new boss every time a customer walks in the door, but at the same time, we try to get along with what we got to work with.
If anybody would like to call you about doing business on a lawnmower, or just call to say hi because they haven't talked to you for a long time, how can they do that?
We're in the phone book at 507-289-5995. Otherwise, I enjoy talking to the old-timers stopping in, which now includes me, I guess. So, yeah, we have a good time. Some of them have complained we have no chairs, so I went and bought myself a folding chair. So in the event you got to sit, we'll get you sat.
Lyle, it's always a blast to see you at the reunions, and it's always fun to stop in here in Rochester and visit with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Hey, thank you.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing Powerlift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Any day is a good day to buy a Husqvarna, but with Doug's Fair Specials going on, now is a better time than ever to upgrade your mower to a dependable Husqvarna Zero Turn from Miner's Outdoor. See the entire lineup of quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment at the Miner's Outdoor display at your local fair, and be sure to check out Doug's money-saving fair specials. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf and Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they are the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and gets there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Paul Gillen from Gillen Enterprises up in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, your local Justice Brothers distributor. And Paul, I first met you at the North American Farm and Power Show in Owatonna. We started talking, and right away we found out we had a lot of common interest, racing. How did your family become involved with Justice Brothers product?
Well, many years ago, my father was a salesman for a competitor product called Bardol. And Bardol was additive for the gas and oil, and he did that for many years and actually went to Wynn Oil Company after that as a vice president in Minnesota. From there, some things changed within that company, and got a call from Ed Justice one day, and my dad flew out to California and found out that it was definitely a product that was of high quality and high standards, and in 1971, we started our venture out of our house.
I just watched a really cool commercial earlier today with Ed Justice. It was a quality engine tune-up commercial that says, free your valves and lifters while you drive for only $1.35.
Very much so. And yes, Ed Justice Sr. did all the commercials back then. I personally thought he did a wonderful job. And at the very end of every commercial, he always would say, tell him Ed Justice sent you. And you know that was effective when at all the shows and the parades and races I would go to, and I'm in my Justice Brothers van, that they'd say, tell him Ed sent you. So you knew that people were seeing it, and Ed always came off as a very trustworthy, very nice man, which he was. He was a prince of a man, and those commercials were very effective. And I remember the ones you're talking about. Those were in the very early days, probably in the 60s, that he started those commercials in California.
And Ed obviously understood branding way back then. And Paul, it was funny when we met, We were talking about some different races here at Owatonna and Cedar Lake Speedway, and we found out we were at a lot of places at the same time. We just didn't know each other then.
Absolutely. I believe that in the 70s and 80s, we were probably at a lot of places together and never even knew it, because our family spent much of the summer every weekend at a racetrack somewhere in the Midwest or Canada, and it was a lot of fun. It was how I grew up, and I enjoyed every minute of it and met many, many nice people.
Justice Brothers were involved with my friend's grandfather, Gianni Parsons, when he won the 1950 Indy 500.
That is true. Zeke Justice worked for Frank Curtis, and Frank Curtis made IndyCar that year with the help of Zeke, and Ed was working for a company called Wind Oil Company back then as well, and they were the first sponsors on that car, and Ed and Zeke helped sponsor and build that car, and through happen chance of a shortened race, rain-delayed race or rain-shortened race, they won the whole darn thing, and it was just a Cinderella story, and I never did meet Johnny Parsons Sr., but I heard that he was a very nice person, very nice man, and Ed and Zeke both spoke highly of him, and also of Frank Curtis, the car builder. But yes, very interesting story.
You have also been involved with Earl Kuba and the entire Kuba family, which many people recognize for years.
Absolutely. The Kuba family's been very close to the Gillen family and Justice Brothers. And I want to say, claim that that dates back probably to the mid-70s when we first started with our sponsorship with Joe Kuba. And that's, of course, when we were running the Midwest Sprint Association with our car, with Bob Hopp as the driver. And Earl was a salt-of-the-earth man. You couldn't find much better a man than him. And Ethel, his wife, was just a peach. And Joe and Jimmy, the sons, you couldn't ask for nicer people. And Joe and Jim tried to carry on the lineage of their father, who was a fantastic midget racer and sprint racer, mostly midget. And it was just a pleasure to be a part of that family and continue to be a part of the family with now their children, Anna Kuba and Joseph Kuba, Jay Kuba, and Jimmy is still driving. So it's still nice to be a part of that family. They are steeped in history in racing and a well-recognized name in the sprint car and open wheel racing in the Midwest.
Many fans will remember the Bob Hopp number 88 racing all around this region.
The 88 car, we started that in 1976. Bob had actually built his own car when we first met him, and we had an accident at North Star, which Bob was very rarely in an accident, but he had bent the frame and it was time to get a new car. So we actually bought Barry Kettering's old car when he went into the Maxwell car, and this was a Hill car. And it's funny that we talk about it because we just pulled it out of storage and we're actually going to get it running again. But the 88 car started there. The first race we ever did was at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, believe it or not. And from there, we raced that very first car for, I believe, 3 or 4 years in the Midwest Sprint Association. So, yeah, the 88 yellow. Dad always liked yellow. He said, I want people to see me. And 88 just happened to be a number that of a product that just came out back then that Dad decided to put that. He liked that number. But, yeah, that car's a lot of history in the Midwest here.
Talk about some of your automotive products like the JB80.
Sure. JB80 is a product that is a spray penetrant and lubricant. If a person were ever to use a WD-40 product or a Liquid Ranch or PB Blaster, they would find that this would work twice as good because it does penetrate rusty nuts and bolts, but also it lubricates unlike most of the others that don't lubricate at all. Here's a product that's right out your back door. This is at many auto parts stores, farm and fleet stores, even at gas stations and service stations, hardware stores. This is a product that everybody can use in their garage, in their shop. It's a fantastic product. Our number one selling product because, of course, everybody can use a lubricant or a penetrant at home or at work. So, yeah, this is a product that is our number one and has been for years and great product for anybody for those usages.
You also carry a full line of heavy equipment and semi-products.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't understand that we do a lot with agricultural products and manufacturing industrial products. And what I mean by that is that we do have a full line of diesel fuel additives, anti-gel supplements, lubricants for that. But also we do have cleaners such as degreasers, other lubricants like white lithium, silicone chain lubricant, which is very popular in the agricultural industry because of all the chain-driven equipment. Again, these products, too, are available out the back door at these same places. So we try to diversify other than just automotive. We do get into many different sides of agricultural additives and lubricants and engine additives that are designed to decrease friction in the engine and also in the hydraulics and in the transmissions, differentials, transfer cases. So we do cover a lot of bases, over 65 products in the line. Again, the people can look this up at justicebrothers.com and they can see the full variety.
Paul, even my wife knows what Justice Brothers products are. I was shocked. I came home from our meeting. She said, well, where were you today? I told her where I was and who I was meeting with. And she goes, my grandpa had that stuff on his shelf out in the shop at the farm. So many people recognize the logo or already have cans or bottles of your products.
Absolutely. When you think now we're celebrating our 46th year in business and my father pioneering a lot of these accounts and a lot of these people, and, you know, I bet he probably even met your wife's grandfather knowing my dad. This is our life. This is what we do, and we truly enjoy it. And we're glad that we can bring an American-made product, high-quality product, to the end user and to the consumers that, you know, you're not going to get any junk here. You're going to get the best of quality. So, yeah, a lot of history there in the beginning of going out and pounding on a lot of doors, and I'm sure my father probably actually met your wife's grandfather.
And when I think of all the maintenance men at all of the factories that need to keep these machines running and how much wear and tear they get, probably every one of them has a bottle of your product on their cart. Explain what the JB Metal Conditioner does.
Sure. The JB Metal Conditioner is designed to go into the porous surface of metal because metal underneath a microscope is very jagged. The metal conditioner goes into the porous surface and makes a smoother surface. Therefore, when the two metal surfaces touch each other, we have a smoother surface and thus less friction. With less friction, we're going to get less wear and tear. We're going to get less heat buildup. It's going to cost less to operate the machine. And there's going to be less downtime. And this day and age, that's essential. We're keeping our cars, trucks, tractors a lot longer than we used to. I mean, it used to be something where a vehicle at 100,000 miles, we would never think of using that anymore. Well, many vehicles are in 200,000 and 300,000 and 400,000 miles. Well, we have to take care of those. The vehicles and the implements and the machinery is not getting any cheaper, so people are taking them a little bit further, keeping them longer. And with our metal conditioner in the products for engine, transmission, differential, gearboxes, hydraulics, we can reduce that friction so that the vehicle and or machinery is going to run cooler, smoother, and last longer.
What makes Justice Brothers different?
Well, I think that it's number one, we are manufacturing our own products. This is not something that is jobbed out to another company. Everything is made at our corporate facility in Duarte, California, suburb of L.A., and it has been since day one. And I think when you have your hands on every day with this, that you can come to the plate with the best of quality. This is not something that's jobbed out and paper labeled by somebody else. This is something that's done directly from our corporate in California. And therefore, I think that that gives us an edge in knowing exactly what's going into the products and tweaking and making sure that there's the absolute highest quality out in the market.
And I also think one of the major benefits of your product is when listeners go out to shows or ag shows, they get a chance to meet you directly. And also you're going out and meeting with people, and the face-to-face meetings and getting to know the person that's selling the products is kind of going by the wayside nowadays, and you guys are really hands-on.
Well, thank you, and I couldn't agree with you more on that. My father, my mentor, and my Ed Justice Sr., God rest his soul, was a salesman's salesman, and what he always told us and what Dad always told us is that eye-to-eye, belly-to-belly, that's how sales are done. In our electronic age of texting, emailing, all of this cell phone talk, I mean, I believe that somebody can get business done face-to-face, eye-to-eye. Besides, we make friends out there. We appreciate them, but we appreciate their friendship. And my dad and Ed Justice Sr. would tell you the same thing. These were our friends. These are always been our friends, and our customers are very essential to us. And lest we forget that, I think that's what's missing in our world today is that face-to-face contact, belly-to-belly, eye-to-eye. That's a shame. But yes, we are one of the entities that still do that. We don't just simply call our customers on the phone. We go face-to-face with them every day.
Are you going to get a chance to get out to some races in the near future?
Boy, I sure hope so, Clay. And I know my brother just got back from Midwest Modified Tour up in North Dakota, and my secretary here, Pam Shore, she gets out and gets our name out there to many places, and she's been to Knoxville and Deer Creek and Jackson and Fairmont and Cedar Lake, and, you know, I just hope to get out to one or two just to be out there. So I know for sure I'll be at the Clay County Fair race, the IRA race down there, and I hope to get over to Cedar Lake soon.
And it's ironic you mention that, Paul, because Jim got out to see the Advantage RV Mod Tour, and we just had the points leader on last week, Jeremy Nelson.
Oh, for crying out loud, sure.
If they would like to find out more about your products and what you can do for them or their business, how can they do that?
Sure, there's a couple of ways. The best way is to call us, and you can call us at 1-800-533-7492. But also to find out more about the product, please go to our website at justicebrothers, all one word, lowercase, .com. And you can find out a lot of the history of our products, of our racing background. That's a good way to start. And please ask for me, Paul Gillen. I'm usually here. I'm more than happy to take your call and to be helpful to your business and or agricultural, farm setting, industrial, whatever the case may be. Be more than happy to help you and come out and see you.
Paul, I know me and you could fill about 4 hours of just talking old races and racing history. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show, and thanks for being with us.
Clayne, thank you so much, and it's just a pleasure working with you and to meet you, and I'm sure we'll have some good stories in the future.
The big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises.
We got the right stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those zippy toys.
Fire them up, let the horses run.
The big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase, Duradoc.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Mark Langer, president of the IMCA Old Timers Club. And Mark, you have a really special event coming up, the Dakota County Fair, August 7th through the 13th. We were up there last year. What an amazing display, and what a great way to catch up on some Minnesota racing history.
Yes, this year will be better. We're going to have more historical things. Last year we had a hot rod that belonged to the Reese family in Vermilion that raced at Farmington and Rec Speedway. This year we hope to have three hot rods there and a bigger display, not as many cars. We had 16 cars last year, but we hope to have less cars but more historical things. We're building a 16 foot by 8 foot backdrop display to hang all kinds of memorabilia and photos from back in the day. So we are trying to make a much more educational display than just a bunch of race cars parked around a tent.
And what's really neat is sitting down and talking with the guys that are there that are members of the IMCA Old Timers Club, because either they raced
They still do race, had family members that raced, worked on pit crews. There's so much racing history under the tent. Just bring over a cold beverage and sit down with the guys, and you'll have a great time talking with them.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit different this year. Last year, the bench racing was kind of in the way. The people coming through the tent, we're going to move that in the back. We're going to have a round table back there with plenty of chairs around. So if you have any stories to tell, just stop by. And we're more than interested in listening. And questions, we've answered a lot of questions. Last year, we had Curtis Turner's cousin was there for 2 days. Blackie Wangren, who is a Minnesota NASCAR racer, who was one of the first independents in NASCAR from Minnesota. He spent about 3 days out there. Ronnie Olson, who is a perennial champion at Raceway Park, spends the whole week there. So there's plenty of people to talk to, and a lot of information is shared.
And each car on display has a special story. You talked about that roadster it used to race at Farmington. What blew me away about that is it still had the original dust and dirt on the car from the last time it was on a racetrack. It's never been washed or cleaned since then. So you had some special rules that it couldn't get wet and it needed to be very protected. Every car under the tent has a story.
Yes, we have midgets. We had a midget. We have some late models that had document old late models. This is not anything new. From the 50s and 60s and some sprint cars from the 70s, we had Bob Hopp, who drove from Mendota, Minnesota, all the way to Knoxville every Saturday night to race down there. We had his car on display. Bob spent a few days there. So it's a very interesting thing. Stop by, say hi, and we'll answer any question we can.
The Dakota County Fair, August 7th through the 13th. If you are heading that way, do not miss the IMCA Old Timers display. And Mark, thank you for your time here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thank you a lot. And just to let you know, we're on the very south end of the Dakota Village there. It's an antique or vintage village, and there's a 1920s gas station. We're right next to it.
Thanks for being with us.
And thank you for giving us our time.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VP SEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool.
That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you save, don't you think?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by my friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, you and I both know when you get everything cooked up on the grill, you also need some side dishes to go along with your barbecued ribs or pulled pork, and you've got a couple of great ideas.
Oh, I tell you what, Clean, this time of the year, first thing comes in my mind is sweet corn and squash.
what I do, and there's all, needless to say, a jillion different ways you can do sweet corn, but one of my favorites is I husk it and get all the silk off it. I have my grill, would say probably about medium, around that 300, 3 1/4 range. Brush the sweet corn with a little bit of oil and just go right on the grill with it and let it sit there for 2 minutes and then give it a quarter of a turn and let it there about 2 minutes. Another quarter of a turn, another 2 minutes, another quarter of a turn. So all in all, your corn's on there 8 minutes on the grill. And then take it off the grill, brush it with some melted butter, and then sprinkle some cookies, flavor enhancer, and all-purpose seasoning on it. And I'll tell you what, I can make a meal of that alone.
Speed, sweet corn in the summertime, there's nothing like it. And I can also eat a 5-gallon bucket of squash. Do I love that stuff in the fall?
Well, what we do is I just take zucchini squash and slice it, oh, probably about 1/4 inch thick, and then dip it in an egg wash, and then I have some cracker crumbs real finely crushed, or I'll run them through the blender, and then dip them in that cracker crumbs, and then put them in I just got a cast iron skillet that I just set on my grill, and then just lay those pieces of zucchini down in that butter in that cast iron skillet, and just fry it on both sides, and pull it out of there. And I season the cracker crumbs. I put a little bit of flavor enhancer in with the cracker crumbs. And I'll tell you what, Clayton, that's kind of a meal again in itself. And life don't get any better than that.
If they'd like to find out more about these recipes or any others, how can they do that?
Go to the old cookiesbbq.com or go ahead and email me, speed@cookiesbbq.com.
Speed, thanks so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You bet. Have a good one, Clayton. Take care, buddy.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. For racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view 6 of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st. First through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars, Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
The UMSS Non-Wing Sprint Car Series was racing at Red Cedar Speedway last Thursday night, July 27th. In your 25-lap A main, it was Mike Mueller over Anna Hippie. Kossuth County Speedway was also racing in Algona, Iowa last Thursday night. In the A-Mods, Austin Wolf over Tad Rutzel. In the B-Modified A-Main, Jake Simpson over Josh Meyer. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Chad Krug over Brandon Nielsen. In the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Keith Knopp. And in the Compacts, Nate Koopman over Oliver Monson. KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was also racing last Thursday night, July 27th. In the A-Modified feature, Tim Johnson over Don Eichens. In the B-Modified A-Main, Wayne Skedalian over Jason Vertuba. In the Mod 4s, Dean Larson over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Dustin Verkus over Matthew Dittman. In the Street Stocks, Tim Johnson over Justin Taman. And in the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson with 3-1 night over Jeff Krause. Granite City Speedway in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota was also racing on Friday night, July 28th, in the Modified A-Main, Landon Atkinson over Don Eichens. In the B-Modifieds, it was Jeremy Nelson over Travis Schulte. In the Mod 4s, Mitchell Rebar over Dean Larson. in the Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods, Andy Zimmerman over Gavin Taraz, in the Sport Compact A-Main, Brittany Smith over Jake Smith, in the Street Stocks, Justin Pagonis over Kyle Howland, and in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dennis Check. Friday night, July 28th, they are also racing at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin, in the 600 Modified A-Main, Brad Kramer over Kurt Lumen, in the Hornets, Hunter Miller over J.R. Tortolot, in the Modifieds, Adam Hansel over Josh Angst, in the USRA B-Mods, Sean Wolski over Dan Hoofden, in the USRA Hobby Stocks, Travis Krause over Kevin Hager, in the USRA Stock Cars, it was Mitch Hoofden over Pete Solem. Chateau Raceway in Lansing, Minnesota was also racing last Friday night, July 28th, in the Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods, Bobby Gullickson over Matt Narveson. In the A-Mods, it was Jason Cummins over Greg Pfeiffer Jr. In your B-Mod A-Main, it was Dan Wheeler over Ryan Gergen. In the Hornet feature, Marissa Wolf over Nick Silman. In the Pier Stocks, Troy Moss over Jesse Stahl. In the Street Stocks, Mike Blowers over Corey Adams. In the USRA Limited Modifieds, Caden Kath over Jaden Larson. Jackson Motorplex in Jackson, Minnesota was racing last Friday night, July 28th. In your 305 Wing Sprint A-Main, Brandon Allen over Dusty Ballinger. In the 360 Non-Wing, Heartland Racing Association A-Main, Brandon Halverson over Alex Schriever. In the 360 Wing Sprint Cars, Derek Lusk over Ryan Bickett. And in the 410 Wing A-Main, Aaron Reitzel over Dusty Zollmer. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, July 28th. In the IMCA Modified A-Main, Josh Ruby over Tom Berry Jr. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Jared Baumeister over Austin Scrange. In the Stock Cars, it was Elijah Zervenbergen over Devin Smith. In the Hobby Stocks, Brandon Nielsen over Cody Nielsen. And in your Sport Compact A-Main, Oliver Monson over Lucas Parsons. Last Saturday night, July 29th, the Wasota Late Model Challenge Series was at Rice Lake Speedway in Rice Lake, Wisconsin in a 40-lap A-Main, A.J. Dimmel over Marshall Feggers. Also on Tuesday night, the prestigious Little Dream Street Stock Shootout at Rice Lake Speedway in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, won by Keith Torval. Viking Speedway in Alexandria, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, July 29th. In your A-Modified A-Main, Jeremy Nelson over Dustin Bitson. In the B-Modified, Sean Olson over Jamie Thorsted. In the Late Models, Greg Meyer over Sean Meyer. In the Pier Stocks, Craig Garner over Kyle Coons. In the Street Stocks, Justin Pagonis over Tim Johnson. And in the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson over Jeff Krause. It was a historic night at Knoxville Raceway last Saturday night, July 29th. In the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, it was Terry McCarl over Kerry Madsen. And in the 360 25-lap A-Main, Terry McCarl over Ian Madsen. It's only the ninth time in history a driver has won both the 360 Wing Sprint Car event and the 410 Wing Sprint Car event, and Terry McCarl has done that four times. The UMSS Non-Wing Sprint Car Series was at Cedar Lake on Saturday night, July 29th. In the A-Main, Brian Van Merveren over Blake Anderson. Saturday night, they are also racing at Arlington, Minnesota. In the Sport Compact A-Main, Kieran Porter over Alan Lahr. In the Modifieds, Clint Hattelstead over Tyler Limoges. In the Outlaw Hobby Stocks, Mark Oestreich over Dakota Robinson. In the Sprint Car A-Main, Brandon Allen over Zach Glazer. In the Stock Cars, Dan McInthune over David Moriarty. In the IMCA Hobby Stock feature, David Johnson over Corey Probst. They were also racing Saturday night at Deer Creek Speedway in your USRA Modified A-Main, Dustin Sorensen over Jake Tim. In the Super Stocks, Tommy Richards over Jeff Brower. In the Street Stocks, Danny Richards over Braden Brower. In the Midwest Modifieds, Robbie Franklin over Eric Lamb. In the USRA B-Mods, Jim Chisholm over Dustin Cruz. And your Pepsi Slingshot Division winners, Colton Brower, Gage Model, and Tucker Jacobs. Sunday night, July 30th, the ASCS National Sprint Car Tour paid a visit to Mason City Motor Speedway in a 20-lap A-Main. It was the 11X of Greg Baker over Sam Haferty Jr. In the B-Modified A-Main, Jared Baumeister over Dustin Cruz in the stock cars, Kyle Falk over Kevin Stoa. In the hobby stocks, Matt White over Andrew Borchard. And in the tuners, Kyle Ballack over Mitch Ballack.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.